From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Reed McCollum, reading Boomerang by Adam W. Wiktorek. Now let's begin with the preface to Boomerang. Boomerang. In 1919, a sleepy little town in western Idaho changed its name from Boomerang to Payette. In the grand scheme of things, the name change did little more than honor a pioneering fur trapper, Francois Payette, a rascal who apparently tickled their fancy. During the great migrations of the 1850s through the 1890s, Boomerang was an important stop along the Oregon Trail for settlers traveling further west. But many early travelers recognized the area's beauty and opportunity and halted their migration in the Snake River Valley community. Orphan trains. Orphan trains were an institution in this country from 1854 to 1929. During that 75-year period, more than 150,000 children, made homeless by epidemics, accidents, poverty, and neglect, were gathered from eastern cities, burdened by their numbers, to be sent to Christian homes in the country. It was a blessing for many of them. However, it has been said, not every child was justly served. This is a story of one such family. Chapter 1. Jacob Meade shivered and swore at the incessant chill. It would be a couple of hours before the sun would warm up the night air trapped in the parlor where he and his mother had been sitting since before dawn. He desperately wanted to stand and stamp his feet to get the blood circulating again. But he also felt he'd rather endure the discomfort than attract his mother's wrath. He looked down at his feet. "Look at there, Pa's shoes," he mumbled to himself. "He'd have a fit if he could see me wearing these damn things." He chuckled to himself as he remembered what Ma said when she handed them to him. "Put 'em on. Company's coming, and I won't have you running around like a damn dog without no shoes on." His clothes were the same togs he wore every day, but freshly cleaned. Bib overalls a tad too short, a flowered shirt with frayed cuffs, and with the elbows worn nearly through. And then there were his father's shoes. He glanced out the window at the early morning mist, beginning to disappear down along the creek below the house. Looking over the edge of the coffin, he could see the tip of the old man's sharp nose, a wisp of gray hair plastered to his forehead, and his bearded chin jutting from the bottom of his face, as if still defying anyone to cross him. "Thanks," he thought. "You sure as hell saved me the trouble of killing you by dying, you old bastard. First respectable thing I remember you doing." He stared fiercely at the coffin cradling his father's body, and rubbed the small scar above his right eye unconsciously. "Yes, sir. You probably saved me a whole lot of trouble." No older than perhaps 17 or 18, the young man looked as if he were still growing into his bones. His hands were massive, with large bony wrists sticking out of the shirt his mother had made from feed sack material. A shock of thick brown hair, only half-tamed and slicked down with water, crowned an unusually pleasant, clean-shaven face with a strong chin. His unusually thick black eyebrows furrowed into a glowering scowl. His cheek muscle, taut with fury, rippled as his dark eyes swept over his father's coffin. His feet were crammed into shoes a size too small, and they were beginning to be a source of considerable discomfort. Dead man's shoes at that. But his ma had said it didn't make no sense burying a good pair of shoes. Anger at the old man lying stiff and cold in the plain pine box, or perhaps the frosty morning air, caused him to shiver. He glanced around the parlor, and at the odd assortment of chairs, and at their old worn davenport his mother had arranged for their expected company. No one was sitting in Pa's big leather chair with the little table holding a candle beside it. Neither Jacob nor his mother had ever ventured near it for fear of drawing Pa's wrath. There was a fireplace, dark with accumulated soot, but no fire in spite of the chill. The windows, one facing down the hill,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?